big and beautiful? Weight loss has become a multi-billion dollar industry in many parts of the world. But in rural Western Africa, where tradition values obese women, many young Mauritanian girls are force-fed, also known as gavage, to become more attractive to men. While many women across the globe count calories, skip dessert, and pay for expensive gym memberships, 10% of Mauritanian women are overeating to pack on the pounds, all in the name of beauty. A thin woman feels like bones. A fat woman feels soft. It is interesting and exciting. When a woman is big, it shows that she is well taken care of because her family can afford to feed her a lot, says 25-year-old male Mohammed Mbarak. It is tradition. It is our culture. A recent study suggests that this custom is dying out. While over one-third of Mauritanian women overate to improve marriage prospects a generation ago, only about 10% continue to engage in the practice. Many of these young girls are sent to fat farms to consume foods high in calories, such as couscous and cow and goat's milk, to gain weight. For many, it is against their will. It is not uncommon for girls to be woken up in the middle of the night to eat and to be punished for refusing to eat. This tradition is old-fashioned. Obesity is known to cause many health issues, such as diabetes and heart disease. I don't want my daughter to die young, said the mother of a 9-year-old girl who will not be sent to one of many fat farms in rural Mauritania, along with some of her friends. Modern Mauritanian women want to eat normally and be healthy, not be force-fed.